Blog Talk Radio.
Awesome.
like to take a little time out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me tell you, woke up this morning, got out of my bed, I looked around, here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. All these blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave, but you told, oh, death, you told it to get back and behave.
The righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. He always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. Arms wide open, he always welcomed you. I've been blessed in so many ways. I just want to lift my God, all the praise. Ooh, another blessing. Ooh, another blessing. Ooh, another blessing. Ooh, another blessing.
I got my legs and I can walk. I got my tongue, y'all. And I can talk, even the air that I receive. I got my lungs, and I can breathe.
When I look around, I can see all the blessings he's given to me. Bless my family, and they're doing fine.
Tell you, it's a blessing. We have nothing to complain about.
We have life, health, and strength, and a mind to live for Jesus. Ooh-wee. What another blessing. Oh, my God. Could have been dead. Sleeping in our grave. Could have been in the hospital room.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Could be in ICU.
Yes.
But look at God. Oh, my God. Somebody started out this morning, did not make it back home. But look at you and I. Hallelujah. What another blessing. God has spared our lives one more time.
Yes.
And we are here on the Turn On the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are so glad that you have tuned in tonight. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. He is good in all his ways, and we thank God for what he's doing. We are outreach pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the awesome leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith Holmes. And we thank God for Pastor Sakri Osler, amen, for God doing a great work in Stockbridge. And we also have a satellite location in Decatur, amen, and also in Metropolitan Avenue in Atlanta. So we thank and praise God for what he's doing with us and through us and what he's doing, amen, everywhere we go. Amen. We are spreading the gospel. Commit to connect people to people and people to God. St. John, the 17th chapter and the 20th verse to the 26th verse. We thank God for his mercy and his grace. Oh, we're excited for you tuning in tonight. We thank God for the many things that he's doing at Light of the World. Amen. I want you to know that this is the end of April already. Oh, my goodness. This year is just zipping on by. Hallelujah. I tell you, I thank and praise God for, amen, what he has done, what he's doing. Amen. We have some exciting things coming up at Light of the World. We want you to be aware of. Amen. You know, next Thursday coming, is National Day of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So we want you to be get that in your spirit. Amen. We know that we are people of God. We pray every day. Amen. So we want you to make sure, get that in your spirit, is National Day of Prayer. Amen. And then we have our leadership meeting on next Saturday, amen, at 10 a.m. Next Saturday, leadership meeting. And then I think after that we're supposed to meet with all the ministers are supposed to meet with Archbishop Bruce Smith. So we thank and praise God for that. And also on Sunday, May 8th, is Mother's Day. Oh, my goodness, what a day. And so we're also celebrating Mother's Day brunch at the JLSCC Community Center. So come out and share with us on next Saturday. We also have, not next Saturday, but May 14th, we have outreach drive-through prayer. Amen. So you can come through and get prayer, amen, on that day. And the 15th is Pentecost. Amen. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one room, in one accord, and the Holy Ghost came in there. Amen. That is May 15th. We're celebrating that. Amen. So we thank and praise God for that. And a lot of things going on. Amen. But we're going to keep each other in prayer. Amen. For his mercy and grace towards us. And we thank God for what he's about to do, what he is doing. Amen. And how we have at Light of the World, Stockbridge, we have service at 8 a.m. We also have service at 9:15 Sunday School, and also a 10:30 worship service. So come by and share with us in the name of the Lord. Amen. And also at Decatur location, we have service at 9:30, amen, a.m. 1 hour service at 9:30. And then also at Metropolitan Avenue, we have service at 9:45. So you can come out and worship with us all those times. And we also, if you're not in the local area, you can also get us streaming live on comingtothelight.org. And just click on streaming live, amen, at 8 a.m. and 10:15. You will be blessed, amen, by what the Lord is doing with us and through us. We thank and praise God for everything that he is doing, amen. And we appreciate God for allowing us, amen, to be a part of this work, amen, building the kingdom of God. Amen. And we're going to pray for our listening audience before we get a word. Amen. For those who have need, physical need, financial need, oh God, we're going to pray to God to meet every need in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for a time to pray. We thank you, God, that we know that you're God who hears and you answers prayer. God, I thank you, oh God, that you have a great track record with us. We've seen what you have done. Oh God, we've seen prayers answered, oh God. We've seen people, oh God, come back to life, oh God. We've seen people, oh God, being restored, oh God, in the name of Jesus. People being healed, Lord God. So right now we ask you, oh God, that anybody in the sound of our voice, oh God, is sick, oh God, and afflicted in their body. We ask you right now to send healing virtue, God, every cell, every tissue, every system in their body that it would function in perfection,
thank
oh God.
The
way you designed it to function, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, that was lined up, God. Oh, God, according to your word, with your stripes,
you,
we are healed, God. Right now, we thank you, God.
Thank
you promised to supply every need, God, for every need that we have, God, financially, mental, medical, whatever it is, physical, God, emotional, God, every need that we have, meet it right now, God. Oh, God, you said you would, God, so we trust you. At your word. We take you at your word.
Yes.
We believe it's done, God. Everybody
yes,
in the sound of our voice, whatever their needs
Lord.
Are right now,
thank
God,
you,
trust them
trust
at the
right
point
now.
Of their need, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus,
name
Lord
of
God.
Jesus.
Do it, Lord God,
do it right
because
now,
you can. Do it, God, because
yes.
you're able.
You,
oh, God, we'll never fail to give you praise,
yes,
give you
Lord.
Honor, and give you glory,
thank
God.
You,
bless this broadcast tonight.
Thank
God,
you,
the listeners will hear something, God,
thank
that
you,
would change their life for the better, God.
Yes,
they would
Lord.
Go and tell somebody else, Lord,
thank
oh,
you.
What must they do to be saved, God?
Thank
oh,
you.
God, if anybody don't feeling low, discouraged, oh
God,
we want
yes,
you to
Lord.
Lift up their head, God.
Yes,
send them
yes.
the feeble knees, God. Let
yes,
them know,
yes,
God,
yes,
that you will
Lord.
Never leave them nor forsake
yes.
them.
Thank
you, Lord God. Give them
thank
courage,
Lord.
Oh God.
Thank
give
you.
Them faith, God, to endure.
You,
in the mighty name of
thank
Jesus,
you.
God, we pray,
thank
oh
you,
God, that everything that we have need of, God,
yes,
is
Lord.
Met right now
thank
in Jesus' mighty name.
Yes,
we give you praise, honor,
praise
and glory
and honor,
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tonight we're going to be blessed. Amen. With
thank
an awesome
you,
word by Pastor Ann Butterfield. Amen. The name is Do What Right Before Bad. Do What's Right Before Bad.
Before God.
Before God. Oh, I'm sorry. Do What Right Before God. It brings about another blessing. Amen. Proverbs 21. Amen. Turn to Proverbs 21. Amen. To hear this word of God tonight. Amen. So we're going to now turn it over to our Pastor Ann Butterfield. Give her a hand as she comes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We give God glory, give him praise. Thank you, Pastor Butterfield. We praise God. And on that National Day of Prayer, I do want you to know that the Light of the World will be open all day starting at 6 a.m., and someone will be there on those hours. We want everybody to just come on out because there will be someone there to greet you and help you with the prayers that's going to be going on during that time. I think we're opening up at 6 a.m. and closing around 7. Is that on there?
No.
7. Okay, opening at 6, and then we're closing, I believe, closing out the prayer at 7 o'clock. But there is a captain on duty at each hour during that day. So come on out and share with us. I just want you to know, as we get started, and I pray that this will bless you, because really, actually, it blessed me. I had went to the dentist, and I'm in a little pain, and so I began to study, and the Lord brought me to Proverbs, and that's where we are going to start our lesson tonight. But he showed me a page in my Bible that says, what's good about pain? And I was like, now, why are you showing me that? What's good about pain? And under that it says, thank goodness for pain. I was like, oh, my God. But really, actually, with me seeing that, because I had been complaining a little bit about hurting or whatever, but when I seen that, I said, oh, my God, thank God for pain. You know, I know that my mouth is alive because I do feel the pain, right? And so in this writing in here, it says, and this is not even my message, but it is a message. It says, when you sit down in the dentist chair, now I'm dealing with hurting because I went to the dentist. And here it is, this writing says, when I sit in the dentist chair and she numb your jaw so you can perform, so they could perform the root canal or the root canal process, you praise God for the absence of pain because you have the anesthesia or whatever, they done dead you. But when you go home and bite your rubbery cheeks and blood gushes onto your lips, you wished a twig of pain had warned you not to do that. Then it says, when your arm falls asleep at night under the weight of your body and your hands can't feel the doorknob on the bathroom door, you realize how precious is it part of the nervous system that senses pressure, temperature, and pain. Too often we assume that pain is evil and that our lives would be improved if we could climax all, eliminate all pain. In actuality, we could not survive without the sense of pain that tells our eyes when to blink, our lungs when to cough, our seated body when to shift their weight, of our fingers when to get away from the fire. In the emotional sense, pain tells us when relationships are out of order, when stress is too great, when grief is the proper response to personal loss, or when we can no longer cope with the status quo. When I read that, I was saying God is so good because he brought me to that point of helping me to realize, okay, it's okay. I have some pain, but I need to be thanking God that I have this pain, you know, because really, actually, it could have been something where my face is numb and I don't know whether I'm biting on my jaw or whatever I may be doing to myself. But I'm able to feel the pain, so I know what is going on, you know. So I just wanted to share that with the listening audience out there tonight because I'm thinking that maybe that will help somebody as well because really, actually, it did help me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I want us to go on and turn in our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 21. And it says, verses 1 through 3, it says, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the heart. Verse 3 says, to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than our sacrifice. So I'm using for the subject, do what's right before God. It brings about another blessing. Amen. Do what's right before the Lord. I believe that God is trying to encourage us in this word to help us to understand that the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord, which means our heart is in the hands of the Lord. Because when God looks at us, he looks at our heart. Not our outward appearance, but he looks at our inward man. He looks straight into the heart to see what is going on with our heart. Amen? And so I seen in the word where it says the king's favor is towards a wise servant. So I'm understanding that God is looking for a wise sermon. He's looking for a wise man, a wise woman, a boy, a girl. But his wrath is against him who causes shame. That means that we are now born again, and then we are doing sinful things that is causing others to fall by the wayside. God is saying, no, I don't want you to do that. Amen. He wants us to be living a life that is holy, that we are doing the right thing, that we are living by the word of God, so that we'll be able to bring somebody to the Lord. They will be able to see Jesus in us. Amen? And so we praise God. Do what is right before God, because it brings about another blessing. In Proverbs 16, it says, when a man's way when a man's ways please the Lord, he make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Mm-hmm. Isn't that awesome to just think about the fact that if we would do the right thing, mm-hmm. that God would come and show us another way. He would come and change our heart. He would come and change us if we thinking the wrong thoughts. He would come in and help us. But not only that, he will make our enemies cease before us, because here in this word, he is helping us to know that he will cause our enemy to be at peace mm-hmm. with us. Amen? Mm-hmm. There's a way that may seem right unto a man, but guess what? It leads to destruction. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we understand that God wants to get the glory. The main scripture that we are looking, focusing in on here is, to do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than our sacrifice. When we look at Jesus and him dying on the cross, first of all, he had a made-up mind to obey. Amen? Before he could get on that cross, he had to have a made-up mind, meaning that he decided to obey the word, meaning that he decided to do the righteous thing, and then, therefore, he was able to get on the cross, which is the sacrifice. But he did what the word says. He did what the Lord told him to do. Amen? In Proverbs 15 and 25, it says the Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the boundaries of the widows. And meaning we saying widows there, but the boundaries of any of us, the men, the women, boys and girls, his people, his creation, amen. The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord, but the words of the pure are pleasant to his ears. So we want whatever we are saying, we want it to be pleasant to the ears of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, another point that I want to make is we got to commit our works unto the Lord.
Right.
Commit your works unto the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. If we commit our works unto the Lord, our thoughts will begin to be established,
mm-hmm.
and the things that we would think about would be the things that he done placed in our heart,
all right.
and in our minds and in our thoughts. And then we don't have to be concerned about going the wrong way, taking the wrong road or whatever, because we have committed our works and our ways unto the Lord. Amen? And God will make our ways straight. He will make our way prosperous if we would do what he said, if we do what he said to do. Amen?
Amen.
Let's do what is right before God. Commitment is the key to serving God. Commitment is the key to serving God. And dedication is the foundation of commitment. Dedication is the foundation of commitment. I tell you, you find someone that is dedicated, you'll find someone that's committed. If you find someone that's committed, you will find someone that is dedicated. Amen? So let's do what's right before the Lord, and the Lord will set our feet on solid ground. Amen?
Amen.
The Because without it, the believer is unable to offer God anything if we don't have that commitment. We can't offer God nothing. There's nothing to offer him if we don't be dedicated and committed to him. What can we offer him? You know, it really is something to think about. Without it, we can't offer God nothing. And I believe that God's people, I believe we want to be able to offer God something. Amen. We want to offer God something. We want to give him something of some substance. And we want him to lead us and direct us and show us which way to go and what to do and what not to do. Some things is not so clear in the word as far as things that you should do. Just like if you needed a job and there was three or four different positions set before you and one was offering so much of money and you thinking, now that is the one that I should take. And then you're saying, this one is closer, this one will help me to be able to still go to church, and it would help me to do this, and I'll still be able to be at home with my family and all of this. And you may still be thinking, no, I'll take this one with this money because I got to get some money so my kids can go to college, so I can have a nice place to live, so I can drive my nice car and all of that. So when you look in the word, you may not be able to just find that right up. You've got to be able to be led by God to do the right thing. Amen?
Amen.
To do the right thing, because sometimes things can look right to a man, but it'll lead them straight to destruction. Amen? Hallelujah. So we got to be able to know that when we are committed and dedicated to God, then God can work with us. Amen?
Amen.
Because without it, the believer is unable to offer God anything if we're not committed and dedicated to his word. Amen. Now, Paul explained this dedication process in Romans 12 and 1 and 2, which we sometimes just kind of like read over that thing and kind of like let it go. But God is letting us know that it is our reasonable service that we commit our bodies unto him. Amen?
Amen.
So Paul explained this dedication. This is dedicating, dedicating our bodies,
yes,
our mind, our body, our soul, our spirit, dedicating all of us, ourselves, back to the Lord. Here in Paul emphasizes three things that we need to do in this particular scripture. He says, first, it is our body which is to be dedicated as a living sacrifice, a living sacrifice. And you know, when I was reading that scripture, it was saying to be obedient unto the Lord is better than the sacrifice. Amen.
All right.
And so to be obedient means that you're going to get to the sacrifice. If you be obedient, you're going to get to the sacrifice. As Jesus was instructed to die on the cross, he was obedient, therefore he could get on the cross. They put him on the cross. He was obedient to be where he was supposed to be and to yield himself to these folks to put him on the cross. Amen? Because really he probably could have just did one blow and knocked them on out of the way. But he went on and died on the cross for our sins. Amen. And so with us, God is saying for us to make a sacrifice. Or God is saying to us to study his word and live by his word. And in that, when we study his word, then he is the results of that is that he is going to direct us. Amen.
Amen.
Secondly, we are to avoid being conformed to this world, but strive to be transformed by the word. Now, transform what? Transform our minds. Our minds need to be transformed. Hallelujah. Our minds, our thought pattern need to be transformed. When we get born again, we are now new creatures in Christ Jesus, meaning that we are now new and everything now is fresh with us. But some of the things that we was doing before we got saved, after we get saved, we may be still doing that, meaning that now we got to now read the word, study the word, pray, seek the face of God and want to change, and it's a process that God will bring about the change. Amen? God will bring about the change. So we are to avoid being conformed to this world. Once we get born again, then we have to now make sure that we transform, we allow the Lord to transform our minds from the world system to a spiritual system. Amen? To a spiritual system.
Amen.
And finally, by doing this, we can discover God's perfect will for our lives. The only way that we can discover God's will, a perfect will for our lives, is that we have to be in sync with God and God's word. Now, when we talk about perfect, I'm talking about the fact that God talks about that we can have a permissive will, and we can live in a permissive will, and we can live in his perfect will. But the key to it in living in the permissive will, you may think you're happy, go lucky, or whatever, you're doing pretty good, and all of that. And but when you are living in his perfect will, you got joy. Joy unspeakable, joy. Even though things may not be looking good, you may not be happy for the moment or whatever, but you still got joy because you know where the end is going to be. Amen? You know that God is going to bring you out. So come on, let's just say it. God will bring you out. Amen? God will bring you out. Hallelujah. He will bring you out. He will bring you out, deliver you, and set you free. And so I just praise God for giving me the opportunity to study this word to share with you tonight. And those of you out there in radio land, I hope that you are hearing what I'm saying to you tonight. Do what is right before God, and God will take care of you. Amen. He will take care of you if you just do what is right before him. After dedicating our bodies, we are to commit ourselves to salvation in God. When we commit ourselves to salvation in the Lord, then therefore we understand that we are now new creatures in him, and that we have a better life that we can live before the Lord. Amen? And so we thank God for just giving us the opportunity to be able to know that he is real, that he is a God that is able to bring about abundance in our lives. He is a God that is able to bring forth healing and deliverance. He is a God that is able to really, really set our feet on solid ground and a solid, and bring us onto a solid foundation. Another thing that we want to do with God is we want to get God's wisdom. And the only way that we can get God's wisdom is that we got to get his word. Once we get his word, then, you know, the Bible says if we study to show ourselves approved unto him, a workman that need not be ashamed, but able to rightly divide the word of truth. We got to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. If we look at Proverbs 3:1, it says, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands." Don't forget my law, but let your heart keep my command. So therefore, we got to know the word so that we'll be able to do the word. When we do the word, then God will take care of us. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 2 says, "For the length of days and long nights and peace, they shall be added to you." He is saying that once we are born again and we began to study his word and we began to do the word, because we got to have faith, because faith without works is dead, and we got to work the word, we got to do the word, we got to be able to help others, and when we see people that are in need, we got to be able to help them, you know, by the word. You may not have any money to give them, but there is a word that God has given to us to give to folks that come into our presence. You know, we have to find out what it is that God wants us to do when folks come into our presence. Because sometimes we may be trying to give people money when really actually they need the word. Amen. We may be trying to give them food when really they need the word. So we got to make sure that we understand what it is that God wants us to do. I do want us to understand, though, if someone is in need, they are looking for that need to be fulfilled, meaning that if they are really searching for food and they're thinking that that's what they really want, then you got to work in that area to fulfill that need of food, of if you got money and you do have it, you can help people. But we know that the majority of the time people are looking for Jesus. Amen. They are looking for Jesus every time. They're looking for Jesus. So wisdom, we all need to have that wisdom so we'll be able to know how to handle people that come into our presence, whether they come into our church, into our homes, whether we are out and about in the grocery store, the barber shop, or out at the spa, or wherever we are, is always somebody that is there that is looking for some wisdom from a man or woman of God. Amen? Mm-hmm. So wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom in all you're getting, get understanding. Mm-hmm. That is the other point, that we got to have wisdom, but we also have to get understanding, mm-hmm, as to what God is saying to us. Because sometimes God is speaking to us and we got a whole list of things that we think that God done said, mm-hmm, and really God is saying something else, mm-hmm, and we think God done said one thing and he done said another thing. So we got to make sure that we have some wisdom to know when it is that when God is speaking. We got to know when it is that God is speaking, and that we don't just be going on our own, because a way that may seem right unto a man will lead us into a ditch. Amen. So we got to make sure that we get our mind straight, we get our life straight, and that we are living a life that is according, is set up by the word of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And when we do that, then there's an anointing, there's a flow, there's an aroma, there's a sweet savor, there's a refreshing that is in your presence. And when you are in the presence of others, it is there with you. And so, you know, people love to be around people that carry the anointing. Amen. So once we begin to do what it is that God has called us to do, then we will carry that fragrance. We will carry that fragrance. So I'm just saying to those of you and to myself and my husband as well, we want wisdom. We want wisdom, and we want understanding as well as what is it that God is saying at this hour, in this time in life. You know, things changes, and we have to know it's seasons. Seasons of things go on with us in seasons, and then God wants us to be moving to another level. And so I want to encourage us tonight to move to the next level as God instructs you to move, be able to move forward in him, because he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. A lot of times we don't go forward because we're afraid, because we are fearful, because we don't think that we can do a certain thing, or we can't speak well enough, or you know, somebody else can do it better than me. No, if God is saying for you to do something, he means for you to do it, and can't nobody do it like you do it. Amen? That don't mean that can't nobody else do it, but can't nobody do it like you do it, because he done told you to do it. Amen? Hallelujah. So Proverbs 3:1 says, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace, they shall be added to you. Amen. They shall be added to you. When I was reading that, I thought about my mom, because she lived a long time. She lived a good life. And then she ended up with my sister, her daughter, and lived a better life than she lived beforehand. And so it was just awesome that she was able to be here and live those years with her daughter. And so, you know, being in the house with a man and a woman of God that was had her best interests at heart, and she had theirs at heart. It was just awesome, and helped to raise the kids and all of that, and other people's kids. So it was just awesome. So today I was thinking about that. When I seen that, I was saying length of days, and her days was long, and her days was good. And so we praise God for her life one more time. Amen. Wisdom is the principal thing. So therefore, get wisdom in all you're getting. Go on and get your understanding, because you got to have it. You got to have that understanding. So our subject tonight is do what's right before God. Do what is right before God. And if we do what is right before God, God will take care of us. He will direct us. He will lead us by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because when Jesus got ready to leave here, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to leave the Holy Ghost with you to lead you, guide you, bring back to your remembrance the things that I done already told you. Amen. And so therefore, sometimes some things we have not read in the Word yet, but God will speak it into our lives. Amen. The Holy Spirit will speak it to us. Amen. So we give God glory. He will lead us, just like he led me today to go to this page in my Bible that say, what's good about pain? Thank goodness for pain. I mean, that couldn't be nothing but God, because I was complaining like I'll get out. I've been complaining because it really was bothering me. And so I'm just thanking God now that everything is just going to work out. It's just going to work out. So we praise God for what he is going to do. The last thing I want to say is love the instructions of the Lord. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we don't like the instructions. Yeah. I remember a counselor talking to us one time, and they was telling us, look, people understand what the Lord has said. People understand what God is saying in his word. That people are very, very intelligent and very, very smart, and they read the word and they study the word, but they don't want to. But people don't want to do the word, and they understand. They get born again. They are subject to the word. Amen. If they are living in the world, they can just keep on doing that, and not realizing if their soul is lost, and they don't get to know who Jesus is. They're going to be living in hell. And maybe, he said, sometime they may not even believe this. But we want to encourage you tonight to know that you need to be born again. You must be born again. The scriptures have told us that we must be born again in order for us to live the life with God. We got to be born again. That is the way that we get to the Father, is through Jesus Christ. Now, all of us is God's creation, and God loves all of us, but we got to do what the Word says. Amen? And he said that we must accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior in order that he can become our Father. Amen? So I want us to love God and love the instructions of the Lord. In Proverbs 12:1, it says, whoever loves instruction loves knowledge. So a lot of times we don't want the knowledge because we don't want to do what the word is saying. You know, so now people think, I'm not bound by that if I don't know it. But the key is that you better get to know the word so that you can do the word. But if you think that you're not going to be bound by it because you don't know it, but God always presents what he needs to present to each and every one of us so that we can be accountable in the way that we need to be accountable to the word that he has given to us. Amen? So whosoever love instruction, love knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. This is the Bible says stupid. I did not say anybody was stupid. It is the word is saying he who hates reproof is stupid. Mm. So So we want to make sure that we are not stupid tonight, but that we are going to do what is right before the Lord.
Amen.
A good man obtains favor from the Lord when that man decides that he is going to live by the word of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank God for that word. Do what's right before God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You got to do what's right. Amen.
Yeah.
And I used to have a saying that do good and good will follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Right don't wrong nobody.
That's right.
So if you do right, right will follow you. So we thank and praise God for this word. Thank God for what he is doing with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to heal her body.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we see we got somebody in queue. We don't know if they want to say something, but your area code is 407.
Mm-hmm.
And the last four digits is 7463. Good evening, caller.
Hello, Pastor Butterfields. Hello, both of you all.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This is me. I lost you all number, and then, like, today, I just searched, like, I typed in you all last name for Blogspot Radio, and then you all page came up. So
okay.
I have got a new phone, and I lost you all numbers.
So okay, great.
I want to say, I'm doing great. I want to say that I started this new position last Monday. No, the Monday before last Monday, on the 18th, this new teacher position, and I want to say thank you for the prayers, and I'm thankful that God answered my prayer.
Hallelujah.
Great God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
So I would like to be prayed over this position.
Mm-hmm.
And pray for promotion. Pray for a good environment and bless the students there to increase their capability of learning and knowledge. And that's what I would like to say.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, congratulations. We'll pray for you. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your servant, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you for Nene, how she persevered, oh God, and continued, and you blessed her, God.
Mm-hmm.
So right now,
she is
letting it known, oh God, that it was you who done it, God.
Mm-hmm.
So God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask you, oh God, as she go in this position, oh God, we ask you to surround her with favor, oh God, that everybody she speak to, oh God, would get to know you in a better way, oh God. The working condition would be great, oh God, and she'll be a light to the dying world, God. Bless her. Oh God, as only you can. Thank you for what you've done already.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for what you're going to do, oh God. That school would not be the same, God. Bless it right now. All the students, the teachers, everybody that come in her contact with her, God.
Yes, Lord.
Will be better because of her, God.
Yes,
Lord. We thank you, God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
We're
so
happy.
Amen.
What God
has
done.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. We know God is a God who hears.
Yes, He is.
He answers prayer. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God can do everything. Amen. He can do all things. If we trust Him and believe and don't give up, don't give in, don't faint, and don't fall in, don't throw in the towel.
That's right.
Because God is still on the throne. As long as God is on the throne, amen, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that work in us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God is faithful in everything that He do. So we give Him praise. We give Him honor. We give Him glory. We thank God for this coming week, amen, that you all can continue to pray. And Thursday, don't forget, is the National Day of Prayer, amen, that prayer will be sounded throughout the world, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing, amen. That's a good thing that we need to call our nation back to prayer, amen, that God would come and do something for America, amen, because America is needing God. Oh, my God, after all God has done for this country, we still caught up in hate and bigotry and all these other things and sin in all kind of different ways. But we praise God that God has a chosen few that would stand on the wall, would stand and stay on the wall, Yeah. Amen. Keep the bloodstained banner.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Waving high.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That Jesus is the answer for the world today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, no matter what you're dealing with, Jesus is the
answer.
Amen. For the world, and we thank God that he has answered our prayers.
Yes.
Amen. And saved us when he did.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what happens, we have a right to the tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are looking for his return,
mm-hmm.
oh, my God, because
yeah.
he said, go away to prepare a place.
Yeah.
That where I am, oh,
yeah,
my God.
You may be also.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Where I am.
That's right.
You be also. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
What a place to be with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord.
We want to be where Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep holding on.
That's right.
And keep fighting a good fight of faith.
Mm.
Amen. That
yeah.
we endure.
Mm.
Amen. To the
yeah,
end.
To the end.
Because the
know.
One that endure to the end, the same shall be saved.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Amen. We want to endure. We want enduring power.
That's
no
right.
matter what we go through, we want to endure. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know at the
That's
end
right.
of it all, we read the last, we read the back of the book.
Mm-hmm.
And we win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I don't know about you, but I'm in that number
yeah.
that no man could number. Oh,
yeah.
my God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To have their robes been washed,
mm-hmm.
good God Almighty, in the blood of the Lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, which made us righteous before God.
Yes.
It's not that what we do or what we say, but it's because of the blood,
blood.
Of Jesus Christ
right.
that shed on the cross for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
And now he is making intercession.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, he ain't give up on us.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he went back home, he still got us in mind.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God, we thank him tonight. We know that God is good and he loves us so much. That he gave his only begotten Son,
mm-hmm.
that whosoever believes shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to a Jehovah's Witness. We was out witnessing a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to a Jehovah's Witness lady, and I don't know exactly what she said, but we was talking about the fact, because we had a great conversation. But she was talking about, we was talking about the fact of living here on the earth, because she was talking about we're going to live here on the earth. I said, well, do you believe in Jesus? She said, yes. I said, do you believe that he died on the cross for your sin and that he's coming back for you? She said, yes, I do believe that. I said, well, girl, I don't care whether it's here on the earth or it's in the heaven. But wherever he is, I just want to be with him. She said, oh, praise the Lord. That's what I feel, too. But she said, I do believe we're going to be here on the earth. I said, well, we don't have to argue about that one. We just know that Jesus is the Savior. And she said, yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior. So no matter where we are, earth or in the heavenly realm, we know that we're going to be with the Lord and we're going to be at peace and at rest. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank God for this broadcast. Amen. We want you to share it with your neighbors, share it with your friends. Amen. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Butterfields-Ministries. Amen. And forward it to your friends so they can hear it and listen to it and be blessed like you were. Thank you all for sharing with us tonight.
Amen.
We appreciate God for you, your faithfulness. Continue to pray with us and for us that God would bless this broadcast even more, that the world would hear, amen, the word of God. Our thing is for the world to hear the word of God.
That's right.
Because when the gospel is preaching to all nations, he said that's when he comes back.
Come.
My God, so we're anxious for the word to go out to all nations so we can see his return. Amen. So we thank and praise God for you and especially you being with us tonight. We ask you to pray with us and for us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And on next Saturday at 8 p.m., tell your neighbors to dial
917-388-4161 to
the
Turn on the Light
broadcast
with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. Have a great night.